Mishnah Yom is for Sunday, the 26th day of Elul Tavshin Peidalat. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Shlishi Mishnah Zayin. Hamafki Peres Eitzel Chaveri. A person who deposits some fruits for safekeeping by his friend, and his friend mixed them. Reuven gave fruits to Shimon. Now Shimon started to mix it with the rest of his fruits, and he was eating from them, but he doesn't know how much he's taken from them. Now he has to return the fruits to his friend. Harizei yotzi loy chesronos. When he wants to return the fruits, he can deduct what normally would be expected to lose by the consumption of mice taken from it. So if he received a certain amount, a koir, as the Mishnah will talk about, use a koir as a measure. A koir is an amount of 30 saw. Lachitin v'lo oires, if it's wheat or if it's rice. Tishas chatzoi kabin lakoir. 9 half kabin per koir. Now, koir is, as we said, is 30 saw. A saw is 6 kabin. So a kor is 180 kubin. So it's 9.5 kubin out of 180 kubin. Or another way of looking at it is 9 full kubin for 360 kav. 9 into 360 is 2.5%, basically 1/40. So he can assume that 1/40 of the goods of the fruits that his friend had, that Reuven had given him, would have anyway be lost due to mice or other things. And therefore, when he returns the amount back to Reuven, when Shimon returns it, he can take off an amount of 1/40 to assume that that's what would diminish. That's how much he would lose. That's the chesroinos, as we call it. Lasorin v'ladoichen, if it was barley or maize, Tishos kabin lakor, then it's 9 full kabin per kor, per 180 kabin. 9 out of 180 is 5%. That's 1/20, basically. So it's a larger amount that would be lost due to the intake, due to mice and other reasons, and therefore he can take off this amount of 5% when he returns it back to Reuven. Lakusmin ulazera pishdan, if he's been given kusmin spelt, zera pishdan is flax seed, then he can take off sholosh se'in lakor. The amount it would decrease, expect decrease, is 3 soin. Now, soin is 6 kavin, 3 times 6 is 18, so it's 18 kavin out of a kor, which is 180 kavin, that's 10% he can take off. Hakol fi hamida. All depends on how much he's given. This is, of course, the rate per kor, per 180 kavin, and you multiply it accordingly for each kor. Hakol fi hazman, and it's all according to the time period, depending on how long it's there. This is per year. That's he would deduct this for every year. He would take off this amount. Amar Rabbi Yechman Nuri. Yechman Nuri says, the mice don't care how much you put there. They're just going to eat what they would normally eat. They don't look at how much is there and then make a proportion of that, and depending on and always say it's 1/20 or 1/40. They'll just eat till they're filled. And therefore, bein meharbe, bein of mekima, whether he's Reuven is given a lot to Shimon to mind, or whether he's given only a little, he can only deduct how much would lose for one kor. Even if one kor, in other words, 180 kavin, regardless of how many kor Reuven gave Shimon to mind. The mice will only eat what they can eat, and therefore that's all you have to take off, or that's all the that Shimon can take off when he returns it back to the fruits back to Reuven. The Gemara brings a brisa that says that the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yochanan, And they said, Harbe Oivdos Mahen and Harbe Mispazrus Mahen, which means, the Tanakama answered back Rabbi Chmuel and said, it's not just because the mice are eating and taking and the produce that therefore you can deduct these amounts. There's other reasons as well. And because of these other reasons, therefore the Chachamim kept this ratio and used it depending on how much he was given. So the more that was given, then the more there will be lost, not just through mice, as we said, but through other reasons. The Yishalmi brings the reason, they say, that even if we're just looking at it from the point of view of the mice, even there, yes, it's true, mice will only eat as much as they can eat, but the Mishalmi says that the mice tend to be Rishoim. Why Rishoim? Because when they see a lot, the bigger the amount there, then they call their friends and start joining them as well in the feast. So therefore, this proportion will stay according to and be used for each amount of Kurin. The more Kurin, the more that can be deducted. Rabbi Huda Omer, now comes the third opinion, he says, Im hoysa midam ruba, if Reuven deposited by Shimon a large amount, the Gemara explains a large amount means 10 Kurim. Kurim is 180 Kavin, as we said, so that's 1,800 Kuvin, a Kavin. If he gave a lot to mind, Einoi moitzi loi chesroinois bipnesha moisiris, then he cannot deduct what it's lost through the eating by the mice, and mipnesha moisiris, because the produce goes up or the produce swells in size. What does that mean? In the season of the threshing, when they're storing it, and it's the summer season, then the grain tends to be dry and occupies less space. In the winter, however, when they used to return the produce, the produce tended to swell in size and would actually be a lot more, or could be considerably more than what it was when he received it. And because of that, once you get 10 Kurim, when you get a quantity that large, then whatever it swells because of the change in climate in the winter time, that will make up for what it's gone down or what it's the diminishing amount through the eating of the mice. So therefore, he says, you don't take anything out. Don't give anything less, because when you're giving a kilo back in the winter, you're actually already giving less, because it swells in the winter, and so you can't take off anything, according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, the halacha is like the Tanakama. Mishnah Ches. We're going to continue the same theme, but this time not with Reuven giving Shimon fruits, but giving wine or oil. And now we work out how much, and Shimon's been using the wine or the oil, and now he wants to give it back. How much can he deduct for the amount of oil or wine that would get absorbed into the walls? How much he can deduct because of the sediments that there would have been in the amount that his friend had given? Says the Mishnah, Yotzi loy shetus layayin. Shimon, the one who's been giving it to mind, who's mining the person's wine, when he gives it back, he can take out a sixth of what Reuven gave him. One sixth. And that is for what the wine would have been lost in the absorption in the walls, and also from the and also because what's been taken up by sediments. Shmorim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chomesh. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says you can take off even more than that, 1/5 or 20%. The Gemara explains the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because in his place they used to make the barrels out of a particular cheres, particular earthenware, which would absorb a lot more porous. He can deduct when he returns back the amount back to Reuven. Shimon can deduct 3 login of oil per 100 login of oil, which is basically 3%. 3% again. 3 login of oil per 100. And why? Why much less? Because oil doesn't get absorbed like wine does. So that's all you can take off, just 3 log in per 100. Why 3 log in? This is to make up for loig or mechzos shmorim, 1.5 log in for the sediments that tend to sink to the bottom of the barrel, and loig or mechzos bala, and 1.5 log in for the absorption, for the amount to make up for what's been absorbed in the kinkanim, in these bottles. Im hoya shemen mezuka, continues the Mishnah, if the oil that Reuven deposited with Shimon happened to be pure oil without any sediments, then ein moitzel lo shemar. Shimon cannot deduct anything for sediments when he returns it. He received pure oil, he has to give back pure oil, and that in that measurement, no deduction. Im hoyu kankanim shonim. What happens if Shimon's using old barrels that have already absorbed a lot of oil and they're not going to absorb anymore? Ein moitzel lo bela. Then he cannot deduct anything for the absorption as well, the absorption of what the walls of the barrels will absorb. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, so far we've talked about depositing, being mafgid. Now we're going to talk about in the end of the Mishnah about selling. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hamoicher shemen mezukok. Also, if a person sells, made a contract to sell pure olive oil, lachavera, to his friend, kolimos hashana, for all the rest of the year, during the year, that there too, harizem kabbal olav logo mechza shmolameya. The buyer has to accept that there's going to be 1.5 log in of sediments per 100 log in, 1.5%. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like you, the mafgid, the nifka, the one who's received, or the shomer, the one who's minding someone's oil, can deduct for the sediments a certain amount. So also when a person sells to his friend, Reuven sells to Shimon, then Shimon has to accept that and receive that there's going to be a 1.5 log in of sediments, and therefore he can give him that. Reuven only has to supply the amount less 1.5%. So, for example, if Reuven is selling to Shimon, made a contract to sell 100 log in or 200 log in at the time when they're pressing the olives, and the olives and the oil in the meantime is waiting in Reuven's barrel until he supplies it little by little, then Shimon, the buyer, has to accept that there's going to be 1.5 log in of sediments per 100. He has to accept that. The Chachamim will argue, and they said no. They say if you made a contract to sell in one go, we say that the buyer would be moichel on the seller would be moichel this amount of deduction, and he cannot deduct anything. The seller has to supply 100 log in. That's what the contract was. Then he has to give 100 log in of pure oil. Some and the halacha is like the chachamim, that there's no miniku. Why selling? You sell something at one go, you don't deduct anything. What's interesting is that is it a case where he sold oil just like that, or even if he sold and he specified pure olive oil? And according to some of Farshim, our Mishnah, our Machlokes, is only talking about when he actually, the seller said explicitly, he's selling shemen mezukok, selling pure olive oil. That's when we have the machalikas. Rabbi Yitzchak hold, if he says explicitly shemen mezukok, if he said pure olive oil, that's it. There's no tolerance. No tolerance for sediments. Where Rabbi Yehuda says that even if you sell pure oil, then he has to accept 1.5 log in, that there's going to be not pure. 1.5 log in per 1.5% per 100. However, if he's selling shemen stam, if he's only selling oil without specifying it was pure, then even the Chachamim would agree that the buyer has to accept a tolerance of 1.5 log in of sediments from the amount that's being sold. And this is the way the Magid Mishnah understands it on the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira.